So one last ta'ara from Shir last time. Actually, a lot of last ta'aras, but I'll just mention one. We began talking about kosev b'smol, and the Gemara says that we pass in kosev b'smol's pater. We don't pass in Rebbe Yossi. The Mishnah Brura, though, shin mem sifkat m'chav beis kotzen chayadam, that for all other malachos, with the exception of kosev, you'll be chayav whether you do it with your right or your left hand. And he brings a raya from the Tosefta, Perek Yud, Halach Yud Aleph. In other words, kosev is different because it's very rare and very abnormal for someone who's a righty to write with their left hand, whereas for someone who's a righty to do other things, boler or bishul or the like, with their left hand, that's not sufficiently abnormal to potter you. Not all Rishonim agree. The Shita Laran, for example, writes that you're always potter with your left hand, with the exception of Chotzah. Because Chotzah is Shchicha that you do it with your left hand. Other things, if you're a lefty, a righty, you won't do Tchina, generally speaking, with your left hand. So that's a machlokas. Obviously, we are machmir for the view of the Mishnah Brura, to the extent that it's a shaila. But what about typing with your left hand, for example? When you type with both hands. But let's say you typed with your left hand. Would you be chayev or not? So I would have said, of course you're chayev, because that's normal. It's normal to type with your left hand along with your right hand. I saw, though, that Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as being misupik about it. So what is it totally on? Maybe it's totally on whether you need a shinoi in a derech hamelacha in a general way or in each particular case. So for example, we discussed this in the previous year within the view of Rabbi Yossi, who says you're chayev b'smol because the geder of the melacha is roshem, and roshem you do equally with your left hand and your right hand. So even though I happen to be writing, and writing is very abnormal to do with my left hand, but since the melacha is roshem, it's not considered a shinoi. So this suffix, Shlomo Zalman, made by typing, is a similar type of question. Typing, let's say, with a typewriter. Computers might not be kosev in general. We'll get back to that a little later. But let's say typing with a typewriter, which presumably would be kosev de oraisa. Maybe it's a variation of that question. Okay. So in terms of today's shiur, the next bunch of topics we're going to discuss in today's shiur, and you could even actually include this one to some degree, is going to be the question of how we relate kosev and Shabbos to ksiva and other areas in Torah, specifically Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Gittin. As you saw in the Gemara already starts making some comparisons, and we're going to address this question on many levels. So let's start with a very interesting one, which is the language. The Mishnah says, if you're kosev b'chol lashon, you're chayev. So what does that mean, kosev b'chol lashon? So Rashi on the Mishnah says that, that we're talking about kol ksavim the gufan shall kol uma v'uma, which I assume sounds like he means both things, two things. Number one, the language. Number two is the characters. As I write in English, as opposed to Lashon HaKodesh, and I write in English characters, theoretically you could write English with Hebrew characters, right? Sort of like Yiddish, or the way they used to write the Arabic, you know, Judeo-Arabic or Ladino. So either way, you're chayv. And the Rambam also writes this in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud, HaKosev b'chol ksav u'b'chol lashon chayv. Now, the truth is, perhaps you didn't have to read the Mishnah that way. Maybe you could have just read B'chol Lashon is just Lashon, right? How do you know Lashon means both Kol Ksav and Kol Lashon? Maybe you would think you need Daf Ksav Ashuris. Of course, Mechatesi, why would you think that Ksiva should be limited to Ksav Ashuris? So the most famous source to address this question is the Or Zeruah. It's a Simen Ayin Vav. The Or Zeruah, it's going through Hilchos Shabbos in general. He goes through each melacha, and he quotes Rashi that we just mentioned, that Yerchayv Gufo Shokul Uma Uma. And then he writes, V'harabenu Yoel B'Reb Yitzchak Halevi Mibun Pirish Sheksav Komrim Oshar Ksavim. I don't know. I guess Ksav Komrim is probably Latin. But anyhow, Latin or other languages, Levad Me Ashuris V'Yavanis Im Ksavo Yisrael B'Shabbos Pater Min HaTorah Sasar B'Drabanan Te'ena Ksiva Ve'ena Chashuva Melacha. How do we know that? Degarsinan B'Yerushalmi. Mahu B'chol Lashon Aleph Alpha Beta or Base Beta V'hu Lashon Yavanis U'mashma O'begufan Shalanu O'begufo Yavanis. Then Yerushalmi sounds like there's only two ways to be chayev, either Aleph or Alpha, which is Greek, base or beta. Vanu damar kosvin alav. Oh no, okay, brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin. So let's actually talk about that Gemara in Gittin for a moment. So the Gemara in Gittin, it's Daf Chesem Beis, says that if you want to buy karka in Eretz Yisrael from a guy, and even Besuria, so then kosvin alav ono, you could write the shtar mechira on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that means ideakum. In other words, you could have a guy write the shtar mechira for you on Shabbos. Now, why is that? Because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, lo gazru bei rabbanon. So the Orzer over here, Rabbeinu Yoel, says, and this is cited in the Ramah, Simin Shinvav, Sif Yud Aleph, that you see that there's no Isser D'Oraisa for writing in laws. Now, what's the pshat? Where is he coming from? He's saying like this. There's really three views of when Amira L'Nachri is mutter with respect to a mitzvah. So the Orz Ruah says, look, you're not allowed to do Amira L'Nachri for a mitzvah on an Isser D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to ask a guy to do a Malacha D'Oraisa in order to perform a mitzvah. So it must be that this is really a case of Shvas T'Shvas. Shvas T'Shvas for Matar B'Makom Mitzvah. So why is it Shvas T'Shvas? Because they're writing the Shtar in English or Arabic or whatever they would write the language Shtar in. And therefore, this Gemara Gittin and the Yerushalmi are a raya that there's no Isser D'Oraisa for Ksiva in other languages. Now, not all Rishonim agree with Orzer Ruah. In fact, almost everybody disagrees. Now, it's important to note that the Baal Iter actually makes the opposite deduction from the Gemara. The Baal Iter says, you see over here, that you're allowed to ask a guy to do even an Isser D'Oraisa to perform a mitzvah. Mir L'Nachri, even for an Isser D'Oraisa, mutter for Makom Mitzvah, because we allow the guy to write the Shtar for Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, writing is an Isser D'Oraisa, even if it's not in Hebrew. So you see from this Gemara. Now, then there's a kasha. Why did the Orzer Ruah, for example, Rabbeinu Yoel, assume that you're not allowed to ask a guy to do an Isser D'Oraisa? That's from the Gemara by Mila B'Shabbos. The Gemara over there implies that we don't do an Isser D'Oraisa to perform a Mila, to do a mitzvah. So that's why the Orzer Ruah has his view. So essentially, there are three views in the Rishonim how to deal with this Gemara in Gittin, right? The Orzer Ruah quotes Rabbeinu Yoel as saying that we know from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Samaches by Mila that you're not allowed to do an Isser D'Oraisa de'Amira L'Nachri L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah, and therefore it must be that the only reason why you're allowed to have the guy to write the shtar to buy the land in Eretz Yisrael, it's because it's an Isser D'Rabbanan that you're asking the guy to do. That's because only Ashuris is D'Oraisa. That's the Orzer Ruah's Mahalich. The Bahag says, Vakert. We learn from the Gemara in Gittin that you're allowed to ask a guy to do a single Shavos, you're allowed to do a Mir Nachri for an Isser D'Oraisa to facilitate a mitzvah. And you have to figure out what to do with the Gemara in Yevamos. We'll get back to that. And then the third Mahalich, which is the Mahalich of most Rishonim, the Mahalich that we Paskin like, Tosis and Gittin, among others, says, no, usually we Paskin that you can't do Amir Nachri for a mitzvah. And because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they were Megil, they were Matir Amir Nachri, even for Nisar Deo Raisa. But of course, writing in other languages would be Nisar Deo Raisa. Why is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael such a great mitzvah? So that's an interesting question. Maybe it's because it's taka more chashuv mitzvah than other mitzvos. Or perhaps it's because it relates to a mitzvah derabim, so that Klal Yisrael could live in Eretz Yisrael, not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Mitzvah derabim, for example, we actually are mako to allow for amira l'nachri for mitzvah derabim under certain circumstances, or isur derabim. Again, we'll get back to that a little later. So what rayos do we have for the Or Zeruah? So one is the Yerushalmi that he quotes. We'll get back to that raya in a moment, how others would read it. I guess another possible raya would be the Gemara Gittin. Are there any rayos for Rabbeinu Yoel from our sugyos in Masechta Shabbos? So one raya is the Gemara Daf Kof Hamad Aleph. The Gemara says, you're not chayev if you need ziune, if you need to put the tagin, the crowns, on the letters. And the implication is that you're only chayev for ksiva that's ready to be a Sefer Torah, which is exactly what the Or Zeruah, Rabbeinu Yoel, seems to be saying. He's saying it has to be kosher for Sefer Torah. So that's why the Gemara says that if it's by Ziyune, if you still need to put the crowns on, then you're not chayiv. And this raya is explicit. If you look in the Hagos Maimonios, which is cited in the Or Zeruah, Simin Shinmen, Sif Katan Yud. The Magen Avraham says, no, there's no raya from there. Why? Because that's only Ksav Ashuris. Because it's lo nigmar melachta. In other words, if I'm writing a Sefer Torah and I still need ziune, then I'm going to be pater. Now we'll get back to that a little later. The Mishnah Berurah thinks even then you're chayiv, but we'll get that. We'll return to that a little later. The way the Magen Avraham says it is, the Gemara does say, seems to acknowledge that yeah, if by ziune, if I need to put the crowns on, I'm not yet chayiv. That's true. That's if I'm writing a Sefer Torah. But it doesn't mean that I can't write in English. In other words, there's two ways to read that Gemara. The way the Or Zeruah reads that Gemara is the Gemara is telling you that the only time you're chayav for kosev midaraisa is if it's kosher for Sefer Torah, by ziune. And therefore, you could see from there that writing in English is pater. The Magen Avraham says no. The Gemara is telling you that if you are writing a Sefer Torah and you need tagin, so then about it, if you lack them, you're pater. But if you're writing in English, then that's also chayiv. Another raya, possibly, for the disposition of Rabbeinu Yoel, is in the Gemara Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there, we mentioned it last time, if you write shame from Shimon, you're chayiv. So the Gemara says, Midami mem de shame sasum, mem de Shimon pasuach. Oh, how come? The mem in Shimon is a regular mem, and the mem in shame would be a mem sofit. So why should you be chayev? Amar of chista, so meres, sasa maso pasuch kasher. You see, a very important halacha in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that if you needed to write a mem sasum, that's a mem sofit, and you wrote a pasuach, you wrote a regular mem, so then it's kasher. So what do you see from here? That we are extrapolating from Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Sefer Torah. In other words, because you're chayav in Shabbos, so memele, you see it's kasher for Hilchos Sefer Torah. So that's a strange raya. Why don't I just say Sefer Torah is kosher with ksav ashuris, proper writing, and Shabbos, you're chayav b'chol lashon. So how could I learn from the fact that I'm chayav on Shabbos to the fact that it's kosher on Sefer Torah? So if you learn like the Or Zeruah, it's very good, because what's the Or Zeruah saying? That you're only chayav for Shabbos if this would be ksiva that's kosher for Sefer Torah, ashuris and yibanis. So, and even though the Gemara does have a whole shakla v'tarya over there, l'maskana, the chiddush of Rav Chista, is not rejected. Now, Is there a way? How could we get out of that raya? So one way to understand Rav Chisda is a little different. Rav Chisda isn't saying that the criteria for Hilchos Sefer Torah are identical to the criteria of Hilchos Shabbos. Rather, the pshat is like this. Rav Chisda is really asking a shaila. Are there 22 letters in Hebrew or 27 letters in Hebrew, right? Is a mem and a mem sofit two different letters, or are they one letter? Right? Some kids, when they're taught the aleph base and they sing the song, so they have mem and mem sofit as two different letters. Sometimes they're taught as one letter. So which one is it? Is it two letters or is it one letter? So Rav Chisda is saying, look, from the fact that I'm chayav on shem mishimon, so al karchacha, it's one letter. And if it's one letter, so then who I didn't say for a Torah, right? If I wanted to write shin zayin and I wrote shin mem, I'm pater. So why is it that if I wanted to write shin, I'm chayav if for shin mem sofis, if I wrote shin regular mem, it must be that they're basically the same letter. Oh, so then the Gemara is a good raya. If they're the same letter, then that should be true for Hilchos Sefer Torah. Now, it's not so pashut, because you still could have said, well, no, maybe they're one letter, but a Sefer Torah has very high standards. It has to be meduyuk. Can't prove it from Hilchos Shabbos. And the truth is, you could have just said, we learn that it's kosher for a Sefer Torah from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but the Gemara says, the Gemara's Lashon of Rav Chisda is Zosomeris. Zosomeris, Rav Chisda is saying you could taka learn it from here. So that does sound a little bit like the Rosh Ruah. But it might be that we don't actually paskin like Rav Chisda. Could be we paskin like the Braisa, that for Sefer Torah you need Ksiva Tama, and Stuma Shekasva Psucha, Psucha Shekasva Stuma is Pasel. And then how are you chai for Shem Yishimon? Maybe we don't learn in the Maskana of the Gemara from Sefer Torah. We don't learn Sefer Torah from Shabbos. And even though there's no view in the Gemara that explicitly says that, because the Shakla Vatari is a Libra de Rav Chisda, but we might not accept that view. So this Gemara is ambiguous, put it that way. It's not a raya for the Urza Ruah, but it could be read in support of his view, though again, not clear. As I said, the main raya for the Urza Ruah that he himself brings is the raya from the Yerushalmi. Now, let's even say it is a Yerushalmi, but isn't it against our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says, B'chol Lashon. So the Prima Gadim, which is cited also in the Bir Halacha over there in Siman Shin Vav Sif Yud Aleph, says, well, it's not a kasha from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah means ksiva b'chal b'shar lashonos b'ksav ashuris. The Mishnah writes yirchayv b'chal lashon, but maybe that means dafka lashon ashu ksav ashuris. I could write in English, right? Like I write hi, you know, hey yud, then I'm chayv. But I am not, but it has to be Ashuris characters. In other words, not the way the Rambam and Rashi read the Mishnah. That's the way the Prima Gadim justifies the Urza Ruah in light of our Mishnah. But the Bir Halacha points out that the Prima Gadim must not have had the Urza Ruah inside. Why? Because Rabbeinu Yoel doesn't say that. Because again, what did Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi said that Kosi B'chol Lashon Chayev, and that's Aleph Alpha Beis Beta. And the Urza Ruah explains that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is your Chayev also in Greek. And if you learn like the Prima Gadim, then the Mishnah wouldn't be like the Yerushalmi. So now why is it that the Urza Ruah thinks that Greek is Chayev, but Latin or English is Pater? The answer is, the Gemara and Megillah tells us that you could write a Sefer Torah in Yavanis, right? The Pasuk says, Yafta Lukim Liefes, that a Sefer Torah of Yishkan Baal Eshem, that a Sefer Torah is kosher in Greek, but no other languages. And therefore, your Chayv and Ksiva for Greek in Lashon HaKodesh, because really what Rabbeinu Yoel is learning from Yerushalmi is just Aleph and Alpha, just Beis and Beta. just Lashon Ha, just Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevanis, the two languages kosher for Sefer Torah. Now, the Bir Halacha himself thinks that there's no raya from this Yerushalmi. And he brings it right because our gears in Yerushalmi is afilu aleph alpha base beta. So he thinks that even Greek, but not only Greek, that's one beer that the Bir Halacha says in Yerushalmi. Another beer he says is very creative. It aleph alpha means you added a letter to a word. In other words, you had written aleph, like aleph, lamed, fei, and you wrote an aleph at the end. And you had the word base, you had saf, and you wrote aleph at the end. You wrote alpha, beta. The kavanah of the Yerushalmi is nothing to do with ksiva in Greek or any other language. Anyhow, one way or the other, the Bir Halacha over here shows that the Rishonim, the Orzeruah's shot is not Mechrech and Yerushalmi, and the other Rishonim reject the reading of the Orzeruah, as we saw right away from Rashi and Rambam. So who do we paskin like? Again, the Rabbeinu Yoel says Dafka, Ashuris, and Lashon HaKodesh. Other Rishonim disagree. So the Raman, Simon Shinvav, Sif Yud Aleph, quotes the Orzeruah when talking about, just one second, when talking about the halacha of writing the shtar for Eretz Yisrael. Now, doesn't mean that the Rama would accept the Orzeruah entirely. The Orzeruah is actually a chumrah over there, saying that when you write this shtar mechira to buy land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, al yidei hagoy, you should make sure that the shtar mechira is not written in Greek or Ashuris. So the Rama cites the Orzeruah in a sense as a chumrah, not as a kula. Lemaisa. The Bir Halacha writes, and this is the halacha, that we don't accept the Orzeruah, and we say that you're chayav de oraisa for any language. Obviously, normally there's not enough kamina. There's normally not enough kamina because anyway, whether even with the Orzeruah, it's not the Rabbanan. The only time that conceivably it's enough kamina is in cases, let's say, of a choli or the like. Would we throw in the view of the Orzeruah to say, well, this is only a Durabanan shaila, and let's say you had some other Durabanan, you wrote with your left hand or something, it would be a shvus to shvus? Or do we say, no, the Orzeruah is a das yachid, it's a shita dechuya, and we don't accept it at all? From the Bir Halacha, you get the impression that he sees it as a shita dechuya, we don't accept it at all, though it's not so pasha, because after all, the Rama does quote it. And certainly, you know, we're going to talk about other things to do. Again, these shilas come up a lot for doctors and the like. Are there any other sniff and lakel? And many poskim will throw in the Orzeruah if there are other tzadim as well. Yes, Gabe.
Two things. One, we said that all the other Rishonim disagree with Orzeruah because they use some languages like Kolashon or things like that.
Uh-huh.
But the Orzeruah himself, well, the Orzeruah doesn't, but Rabbeinu Yoel himself quotes Rashi and assumes that when Rashi says Kolashon, he means what Rabbeinu Yoel means. So you can't necessarily bring a raya from there, because Rabbeinu Yoel, in his tshuva where he says this, says that that's Kavanas Rashi.
That's a fair point. I think when the Bir Halacha brings the raya, he's saying, but that's not the Pashtus in Rashi. It's a very difficult read of Rashi in the Rambam. When the Rambam says Yerchai v'cholashim v'cholksav, he doesn't mean just Yevanis.
No other languages are languages.
Okay, so that's the Bir Halacha saying that's a very dochak read in the Rambam.
Also, I understand that the Rama is only bringing in the Orzeruah l'chumra, but the lashon of the Rama isn't that the Rama doesn't write you should be makbid to do it in Latin letters because it might be a drabanan or because you chap the Orzeruah also. The Rama's lashon is that you should be makbid to do it in Latin letters because in that case it's only a drabanan. Doesn't that imply that he's passing like the Orzeruah?
Again, I hear what you're saying. That's not the way the Bir Halacha is reading it. The Bir Halacha is saying no. He's saying we should be choshes for the Orzeruah. But not that he's definitively paskening, and you can't prove
it. Why would Rama phrase it that way?
Because that's the case he talks about. And that's why he only brings it up in Siman Shin Vav and not in Shin Mem when he's dealing with Hilchos Ksiva. But it's a good Hara as well. Okay. Now, another question that comes up, which might, as I said, relate to this, is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Sarat al Gabi Bisaro. So it's a machlokas tanaim. It's on Daf Kuf Dalet on the base in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says you're chayev for sarat al bisaro, and the chachamim say you're pater. So what's the tzad to pater you? Because l'chora it's miskayim, right? L'chora sarat al bisaro is miskayim. So maybe you could say, well, I don't know. Maybe it's not miskayim. Maybe it's not, right? If I scratch on my hand, it'll go away after some time. Now, if that were true, then you have to figure out what Rebbe Lazar, why he disagrees. Does Rebbe Lazar not require ksiva that's miskayemes, or do they have a different shear? It's not. Another issue to think about is that l'chora, the Rambam says that kosev al basar yerchayev, it's considered miskayem. And even though it does get erased, it's erased machmas chamimas bisaro. Now, it's not like the ink is disappearing. And I would think a similar thing would be for sarat al basaro. I would think sarat al basaro would actually last a lot longer. But so the question is then, why are you pater? So the truth is that you could say it's because it's not derech ksiva. You'd have to figure out why then Rebbe Lazar disagrees. Again, Rebbe Lazar also presumably requires Derech Siva. When you look at the story, actually, in the Gemara, it sort of sounds like that's what they're debating a little bit. Because Rebbe Lazar brings a raya that you're chayev from Ben Sittada, and the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. Ben Sittada was a shota. If you want to read the Chesronos Hashas on that Gemara and Antosis, you can see a lot of interesting things about who Ben Sittada was and who he wasn't and why you'd think he was that or not that. And if you want more on those stories, you could look at the Toldos Yeshuv. There's some interesting variations. But one way or the other, the Gemara sounds like the Ptur is because it's Ein Derech Bekach. That's what we're saying. You don't bring the Raya from Ben Sittada. He was a Shota. And that's somewhat the Mashmos of the Mishnah Brura and Os Beis, right? The Mishnah Brura has his whole Rambam or Shulchan Aruch on Ksiva. Since the Shulchan Aruch forgot to talk so much about Ksiva, the Mishnah Brura filled in. So in Oz Beis, he sounds like your potter because it's Ein Derech Ksiva. But another possibility, again, we've considered two possibilities so far. One is it's not Miskayim. Two is it's not Derech Ksiva. Another possibility, which might be a little more interesting, would be to say that you're potter because there's no paper. Now there's just chakika. In other words, it's not like writing on the skin. Writing on the skin, you have ink, you write on your skin, your skin is the paper over there. What about, and it's a very basic question with many variations in Kosev, is there any need for paper or background writing upon something to be chayv mishum Kosev? And actually, if you look at the Rambam's formulation of this halacha, it sounds a little bit like that's why it might be potter. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tazayin, HaKosev al-Bisaro Chayev, Mipnei Shehu Or. So why does the Rambam say Mipnei Shehu Or? Maybe because Ksiva al-Bisaro Chayev, because it's Or, as opposed to Misaret al-Bisaro, where there isn't Or.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
But when you're Masaret al-Basara, there's still Or. It's just a layer of Or underneath your Sirat.
Ah, so that's an interesting question, and you might be correct. Or you could say not that way. You could have said that when I cut through my flesh to write by cutting through my flesh, so the letters are not what's below. The letters are my having cut through the flesh. That is the letter. And that might be, by the way, the Pshat in the Tosefta. The Tosefta, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Vav, writes, HaMekareya al Ha'or, Ketav Nisksav, Pater. Haroshem Halaor Kitav Nisksav Chayev.
So the visible part is the
Just one second. What it sounds like from that Tosefta is that if you cut through the leather, so then you're Potter. If you just scratch into the leather, then you're Chayev. So what's the difference? Again, we might say that the pshat is because when you cut through the leather, there's no paper, there's no background. You're just, your letters are, they're visible letters, they're clear letters, but they're not writing on something, they're simply cutting through. And maybe that's the pshat in the Tosefta, in which case you'd have another source for this idea that when you need some type of paper, if you cut through something, you're potter. And maybe that's the same reason why you're potter for Masaret Al-Basara. Now, the problem with bringing the Raya from the Tosefta is that many of the Rishonim have the opposite Girsa in the Tosefta. Again, what I read to you was our Girsa in the Tosefta, but other Rishonim have the opposite Girsa, as well as the Yerushalmi and even the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Yod Aleph Tezayin, HaKorea al Ha'or Ketav Nisksav Chayav Mishum Kosev, HaRoshem al Ha'or Ketav Nisksav Potter. So Korea is Chayav, Roshem is Potter. So then you see from the Rambam the exact opposite, that you don't need paper. Even if you cut through the leather, you're Chayav. Now, why is Roshem Potter then? If cutting through the leather is Chayav, why is Roshem al Ha'or Potter? Maybe because it's not Miskayim or it's not Derech Ksiva. The truth is, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that a get would be kosher under these circumstances. And the Magen Mishnah wonders, why is it that by get it's kosher and by Shabbos you're potter? After all, get also needs kayama. Right? The Rambam, for example, over there in Perek Dalet of Gerushin, Halacha Aleph writes, in Kosvin es haget, El bedavar sherishumo omed kigon dio v'sikra v'kumus v'kankanta mukiyotze bahen avon kasu bedavar shenem eskayim kigon mashkin umay peros kiyotze bahen eno get. So get also needs to be written on davar shenem eskayim and also al davar shenem eskayim. And therefore, we have to figure out why is it kosher for get when you're roshem al ha'or, but it's hotter on Shabbos. And if you're going to say, so if you were to say it's because it's ein derech ksiva, so then nicha, then I'll just say, okay, gittin doesn't matter if it's derech ksiva or not. Even if you wrote a get shelo kedarko, let's say you wrote it with your left hand, it's kosher. That isn't so pashut, actually. But that's the psak of the Raman, Evan Ezer, kuf chav gimel aleph, that b'dievet at least, get shenichtav b'smol is kosher. Though the Sefer HaTruma, quoted by the Beis Yosef and the Beis Shmuel, say it's pater, puzzle. But let's assume for a moment that it's kosher. So the point is that why is ksiva b'smol potter, but ksiva's get b'smol kosher? The answer is that for Shabbos, you need it to be derech ksiva, and for get, you just need it to be written. So memela, maybe, misaret al ha'or shaloka derech ksiva, so it's potter for Shabbos, kosher for get. It's interesting, actually, because the Gemara Gittin on Chaf Amud Beis writes that ksuvas kakea, for get is kosher, right? If you tattoo your get. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what about Shabbos? Do we say that by Shabbos, Masayid al-Basara was potter, maybe because there's no ink, but if you put ink in it, you'd be chayiv? Or no, maybe according to Rambam, you'd be potter for Shabbos as well. Anyhow, but if you were to hold that the tour by Shabbos is because Masayid al-Basara was eno miskayim, so then why would it be kosher for a get? So you'd have to say that there's a difference between what's considered miskayim for Shabbos and what is considered miskayim for get. Now, there are Rishonim that say that, and even in the Rambam by Ale Shalzayas. Al kolpanim it's mevuar that, again, if you're kosev al ha'or ketav nisksav, sorry, if you're kore al ha'or ketav nisksav on Shabbos, you're chayiv, even though there's no paper. So this shows that what I suggested before, that you need a paper, you need a background, that ksiva requires writing on something on Shabbos, is absolutely wrong. That's what it would seem. Except even that isn't a clear raya, because there are a number of achronim who say, and you could find them in the Frankel Rambam, in the Sefer HaMafteach, that even by Shabbos, when Rambam says, korea or your chayev, that's when you're korea below pilush. the osios hein ba'or, meaning to say you didn't actually cut all the way through. It's not the way I'd read the Rambam. I'd read the Rambam that it meant you cut through the leather. But these achronim say, no, it means you cut into the leather, but you didn't cut through the leather. And if you cut through the leather, you would actually be potter. And then why would Rashan be potter? Because it'd have to be in a miskayim. So we still have this suffix. We have this suffix. Is the pshat in ksiva making letters, and theoretically you could be chayv even without a background, or is the pshat in kosev on Shabbos writing on something? Now the Rambam does say the following, which might be relevant. The Rambam writes that the melach of ksiv on Shabbos isn't the tikkun of the paper, but rather it's the letters themselves. Because the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Halachatas, HaKosev Almanas LaKalkel HaOr Chayev. If you write to wreck the leather, let's say you have a beautiful leather, right? Let's say you take the Mona Lisa and you write your name on, right on top of it, right? So Imamish have been the Kalkel, the most beautiful painting. Huge loss. It says you're Chayev, even though it's Almanas LaKalkel. Why? The Rambam explains, Shein Chiyuvo Al Mekom HaKsav El Al HaKsav. The Chiyuv isn't on the Mekom HaKsav, it's on the Ksav itself. Which makes you, right? Now, that could mean that you don't need the leather or the paper at all. And even if you do say you need it, that might just be because of Derech. The point is that the Isser, the Melacha, the Rambam saying, is writing the letters. The Chiyuvo is on the Ksav. It's not on the Makom Ksav. Theoretically, if you could write on air, you know, like those letters that come out of the airplanes in the summer, right? So, okay, that's not going to be Miskayim, so it's not going to be necessarily Derisa, but conceivably, that could be Kosev as well. We're going to talk about this a little more when we get to the Shaila of Scrabble on Shabbos. Now, it's because it's not the exact same thing, because there you already have letters on a surface that you're just putting them out, but it's worth to remember this Marmer Komos when we get to the Scrabble Shiloh. Al Kolpanim, you could be medayik from the Rambam that the chi of the Geder Melacha is on the osios. You don't be'etzem need the background. And therefore, kosev al ha'or. So why is nesayit al ha'or pater? So the pashtus is because it's ein zeh derech ksiva, like the Mishnah Berurah said. Why did the Rambam say by kosev mipnei shehu or? So it could be the pshat is that the Rambam is telling you that kosev is chayev, even though. Kosev al or is chayv, even though it's not the derech to write that way, because at least there's or. Meaning, let's give a mashal, right? So let's say you write on, I don't know, you write your name on a mink coat. So you're chayv. It's not derech ksiv. I know you would normally write that way. No, because lemaisa, you're kosev al or, and it's normal to write on or. We'll give you an example. Let's say writing on your skin. Right? Writing on your skin, Rambam says you're chayv. I don't know how normal it is. I would assume, you know, it's pretty abnormal, though you do see people doing it now and then. But let's even say it's a very mishunadika thing to do. So maybe the Rambam's saying, but you're still chayv, even though it's not normal to write on your skin, because lemaisa, you're kosev al ha'or. But it's not telling you that on a fundamental level, you need there to be a background upon which you're writing. And in theory, you could have read the Rambam that by Korea al ha'or your chayv, even if you go all the way through. Again, I'm not sure, but on a conceivably that could be true. Okay, Gabe and Yossi both had some haros on this.
I was just wondering, when Messiah Basari, the Matthias says that it is on the surface, no, it's on the surface of your flesh.
That's what Gabe was saying before. Maybe or maybe not. Maybe the Masaret al-Basaro, the writing is going through your skin. So you're not writing on a surface. It's like you're tearing through the surface. if you don't see it as a scratch. Now, it doesn't have to be, and then that's not clear.
How's it different than the other way of explaining the septa, that you're not scratching all the way through the leather? You're making a scratch, but it's ultimately on the surface of the leather.
If you're saying that you're only chayv a korei al ha'or when you don't go all the way through, you could say the same thing here. Yeah.
But I'm saying, why isn't that inherently the same? Isn't that inherently...
That goes to the question. So then why is one chayv and one pater, right?
Right.
That, that Masayid al-Basara was pater either because it's la derech siva or because he ain't a miskayim.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Now, further, let's see if we have any further rayos to this question about whether you need paper or not. So, again, we saw that the Chachamim passed.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Would you be able to bring a raya from the Luchos that you don't need a...
Because it was called Michtav?
Yeah.
Here, maybe. Interesting. Another possible place where we see the Shiloh come up is the question of the writing on the cake. We're going to get back to this a little later, but just to look at one aspect of that sugya. So the Ramah writes in Simen Shin Mem Siv Gimel that it's usher to break a cake that has writing on it. And the Magen Avraham, though, quotes from the Rash Halevi that it's mutter sheksiva me'uga atzma. In other words, it's not like frosting on top of the cake, but rather the cake itself has the writing in it, or cookie, or the like. I mean, a little bit the Ramah sounds that way. It's only aser lishbar ugos sheksuvos alav kaminosios. And if you look at the Dava Mirvava over there, he points out that idea of the Rash HaLevi is mochrach to say from a Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, it's discussing matzos, that people used to put like images on their matzah, you know, trademark fish or birds or whatever it is. There's a Gemara over there that they were concerned possibly about chimots because, if it takes time, it slows down the process when you start putting your pictures on your matzah. But leaving that aside, there'd be no issue with eating matzah, even though, it says strites in your matzah, emblazoned in the matzah, it said strites, you could still eat it. So what do you see? You see from there that the Maharash HaLevi is right. So why is that? Why is that? So L'chora, maybe it's because Ksiva is writing on something, and when you have the writing in the cake itself or in the cookie, that's not kosev, because the writing, the letters and the surface are in two different things. It's not like you have ink on paper. It's just one thing. So maybe the pshat is that's not ksiva, and the mail, that's not mechika, right? Now, this would be taking it even a little further. In other words, it's not... This is saying to be kosev, you need to write on something else. So as long as the writing is the thing, like the like the tea cookies, whatever they're called, that have the writing on it on Shabbos, right? That's not ksiva, because the cake, the paper, and the ink are the same thing. So maybe that's the svara. Maybe that's why the Ramah, maybe. Certainly the Maharash HaLevi, the Gemara Pesachim is matirat. And the Maisa, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kan Tesvav accepts that leniency. We'll see, not everybody does, but the Mishnah Berurah does seem to accept it. So maybe, and that's why the Maisa, you're allowed to eat, even if you're machmir for the Ramah, according to most poskim, you could eat those biskvitim that have letters or writing on them, like the Gemara Pesachim says. So I forgot exactly why that is, but the Maisa, that's true. So maybe that's a raya that you do to be chayav for kosev, you need ink and paper, and if they're the same thing, then you would be potter. Now, then we have to get back to the question. Well, what about korei al haor, right? with this view, the Maharash Halevi, who's Matir, disagree with the Rambam, and at least his girsa on the Tosefta, that you're chayev by Korel Or, and really, it might be even have a kash according to either girsa in the Tosefta, because either the Tosefta says Korea is chayev on the Or, or it says Roshan is chayev on the Or. And either way, there's no separate ink and paper, right? So if that's true, then we're going to need another explanation for this Maharash Halevi. And Bezras Hashem, when we get back to the cake shayla, we will get there. Now, another related point to this is the question of Niskaven Lechtov Ches. The Gemara Kuf Dalid Amud Beis says Niskaven Lechtov Ches, the Kasev Shnei Zayin in your Potter. And the Mashmos is that it's Dafka because, let's say I was intending to write two letters and I wrote two different letters, sounds like I'm Chatif, right? The only reason why I'm Potter is because Niskaven Lechtov Ches for Kasev Shnei Zayin. Now, this is going to talk about the issue of Chaktuchos. We'll get to that in one moment, but just actually an important but parenthetical point here, which is, why am I not Potter als Misasek? In other words, let's say I intended to write Zion, and I wrote Vav. So it sounds like I'd be Chayev, but why don't we say you're Potter als Misasek? So you might say, well, that's because I intended to do Ksiva, and I did Ksiva. That's not Misasek, right? So this relates to a machlokas Rashi and Tosos and the Ayin Beis and the Beis about the Geder of Misasek B'Shabbos. According to Rashi, it sounds like if you're miskaven to do one melacha and you did it in a way differently than you had intended to do your chayiv, and Tosos over there says that that's wrong. Shabbos, your pater, even if you're niskaven to do one melacha, you do a different melacha. Niskaven litlosh, I don't know, I meant to pluck an apple and I plucked an orange or something. Or meant to like this and I like that. So Tosas proves from the Gemara Krisos and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that you're Potter. And Tosas points out that in this respect, Shabbos is different than Kol Tarkula. Because on Shabbos, this is Tosas Dibar Maschil Niskaven again on Daf Ayin Beis in the base. Niskaven Lichtoch Talosh. Let's say you thought it was Talosh and it turned out it was Mechubar. So that's considered Nasas Machshavto. And your Potter, because the Pasuk says, Sher Chataba, Prat L'misasek. And that's Bechol Tarkula. That's a drasha that the Gemara brings to Potter Misasek from the Parsha of Chatos. I don't know, you thought this was chulin and it was kachim and you shechted it bachutz. But what about niskaven lachtoch mechubar zev, achatoch mechubar acher? Then, b'chol haTorah kula, you're chayev. But for Shabbos, you're potter, because melechas machshaves and lanasas machshavto. And therefore, according to Tosfos, l'chora, our case should be putter, right? Again, I intended to write Zion, and I wrote Vav Vav, I should be putter, but the Gemara sounds like you're Chayev. That's the Kasha. So the Ritva and our Gemara asked this question on Daf Kof Dalet Amid Beis, and answers, and the truth is that Tosfos, what Tosfos answers also on Kof Dalet Amid Beis, Tiba Maschal Niskaven would also answer this question, which is that our Gemara is talking about the unusual case that I need to write any letters. It doesn't actually matter which letters that I write. And Ritva also gives that answer. Now, there's a chiddush of Niskaven Lechtov Ches, the Ches of Shnei Zayin Min your Potter, is because your Potter, the Gemara says actually, because by Ziyune. And even in Hilchos Sefer Torah, maybe it's kosher without Ziyune, as we said. Did we get into that? I forgot. Maybe we forgot to mention that before. Right? This comes up in Hilchos Tefillin. Simon Lamed Vav, the Orachaim. The Shulta Gibor brings a rai from our sugya that they are ma'akev, We don't probably paskin that way. Anyhow, so Tosis actually over here has an additional chiddush, which is even though it doesn't matter which letters you write, you don't really care. And you intended to write a ches and you wrote two zayin in your pater because by ziyunei. But otherwise you'd be chayav. In other words, I intended to write one letter. I wrote two letters and I needed two letters. I'm still chayav except for by ziyunei. Anyway, that's just a parenthetical point relating to misasek, right? I think we talked about Rabbi Kiviger on misasek earlier in the year, right? Rabbi Kiviger points out that explaining on that Tosfos that misasek is not even a isser at all. All right, but that's not for us now. So let's go back to the basic point that we want from here. So the Gemara says that, right, we have a number of dimyonos to Sefer Torah in our sugya, and we need to figure out what does that tell us, right? Before we even get back to this one in the Rashba, let's think about all the dimyonos we have. So we have the Gemara Kuf Gemel on the base that we mentioned by Nem Sassum. And in Hilchos, we have that's one dimyon to another, Tchum in Halacha. We have Kuf Dalet on the base. We compare Tuchel's Gittin by Kasu Be'ever, it's Kasher. We have another Dimyon also over there for Tuchel Sefer Torah by Niskavin Lachtov Yehuda. On Kuf Hemet Aleph, we have by Bayuz Yune, maybe a Raya from Ben Sittida, and then, but the main place that this comes up over here is what we're going to talk about in this, which is the Machlokas Rashban Ran by Chak Tuchos. So, keep going. I'm sorry for the disorganization. Let's go back for one moment before we get to that Rashba, since we already started talking about the question of the Ziyune, right? So we already mentioned that the Or Zeruah, or at least Agos Maimonios, I don't remember if the Or Zeruah brought this right, but Agos Maimonios brought a raya to the position of Rabbeinu Yoel from the fact that the Gemara says you're potter unless you have Ziyune. So the Magen Avraham was docha that raya by saying, no, maybe you only need Ziyune if you're writing a Sefer Torah. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, in Os Hay, he says you're chayv without ziyune, and even if you are writing a Sefer Torah, right? The Mishnah Berurah writes like this: V'dad delefima shenifsak le'el b'simin lamed vav de'ein haziyunin shali osio shatnez gaz me'akev alma demikri ksav below zeh im kain im kosesh de'osio safilu b'stam b'li ziyunin gam ken chayv. It's very interesting because it sounds like it's against the Gemara, right? Doesn't the Gemara?
Rebbe, you're frozen.
Should we restart it? Should we come back in?
Yeah, it would seem to be.
Maybe he should go ahead. Maybe Rebbe's going to go ahead and come back in.
How many minutes are left of Shir?
Good question.
It depends on the day. Now the mice are 15 or so.
Okay. I assume like bookshelf, by the way. Both of you, they're like stacks. I have like, very nice.
Thanks.
Welcome. Okay, I think he's back. Yeah. Rebbe? Or did he just leave?
He's probably reloading his thing now.
Should I call him?
You could. I think he does.
Zoom record. So the kasha is that, again, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be against the Rambam. Again, well, it's consistent with the Rambam, against the Gemara. Because the Gemara must have some case of Baiziyune that's Pater. And even if you learn like Tosfos, that's still going to be true. So we said, I don't know what you got from before, some possibilities, but I don't really have a glot reading as to, I said a couple of possibilities as to how Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is going to read the Gemara. And again, I think it's a good diuk in the Rambam, I just don't know how to read the Gemara. Okay, another case where this question comes up of the comparison to Ochel Sefer Torah is Mavir Lov Kulmos Umekacho. Let's do this very quickly. The Gemara says if you're Niskavin Lichtov Yehuda and you wrote the Shem Hashem, so, and that turns out to be correct, to Tzimachokas Rabid Rabbanon, if you could fix it by writing it over Lishma. And there's machlokas both by Get and by Shabbos. This is Gemara Kuf Dalad Mebeis. And if you look at Tosus over there, Divasal Amr of Chista, it's a machlokas Amorayim, basically between Rav Chista and Rav Acha Breid Rav Yaakov in three different places, each one how they do it, on basically this question. In other words, according to Rav Chista, let's say, by Sefer Torah, it's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim. Rav Yehuda says that when you write over the Shem again, it's like you erased the old one and you wrote a new one, and therefore it's kosher. And the Chachamim say it's pasul because Ksav Elyon ain't no Ksav. That's the machlokas according to Rav Chista. It's a machlokas about Ksav Elyon. Does Ksav Elyon Ksav or not? And even though the Lashon of the Gemara sort of sounds like it's Enom Namufchar, the Ritva says Enom Namufchar means it's not Lashma, or the Yerushalmi says the Chachamim are responding Aliba de Rebbe, Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda, Lashitascha, even Lashitascha, it's not going to be beautiful. But Lashitasi, it's not good. So we have a machlokas. The way Rav Chista learns it is in terms of Sefer Torah, is the ksav, top ksav, a replacement to the bottom ksav. So Memela Rav Chista says it's the same machlokas by get. According to Rav Yud, it's a valid get. According to Chachamim, it's an invalid get. And likewise, by Shabbos, it's going to be the same machlokas. According to Rav Yehuda, since it's as though you erased the bottom writing and you wrote on top of it, you're going to be chayev, and according to the Chachamim, you're going to be pater. That's the way Rav Chista looks at it. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, though, says, no, it's a very local machlokas about Sefer Torah. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda and Chachamim, when they argue about Sefer Torah, are arguing about Hidur Mitzvah. And therefore, Mimela, forget Lekulei Alma would be kosher, because when you write on top, that's going to be Lishma. There's no Hidur Mitzvah there. And what about by Shabbos? So that's actually a machlokas. The way Tosfos reads it is Shabbos l'kulei amal yer bipater, because you haven't improved anything. You had the thing and you wrote on top of it, you have the same thing as before. I don't know, maybe according to Tosfos, if you wrote a get on Shabbos on top of it, so then you are misaking it. It's not kasher get, so maybe even you'd be chayiv. But otherwise, you'd be pater. The Ritva says, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, you would be chayev on Shabbos, dumya de get. In which case, the Mishnah that says you're pater, who's it like? Says, in Achanami, the Mishnah would have to be talking about a case of writing red on top of black. Okay, so that's another place where we find this machlokas about how to apply dinim, equate dinim of get to Shabbos, right? So according to Rav Chista there, we're going to equate all three, and according to Rav Acha Yaakov, we disagree. Okay, the big case where this tops up is the case of Chak Tuchos, right? So the Gemara says, like we said, Higia Usachas Yerchayev. So the example is you take off the Gag of the Ches and you make it to Zainin, or you take off the Chupchik at the end of the Dalet and you make it into a Resh. And the Gemara says Yerchayev. Says the Rashba, says the Rashba, we learn from the fact that you're chayev in Shabbos that a Sefer Torah, Ki HaGavna, would be kosher. And even though there's a psul of Chaktuchos for Sefer Torah, you have to write the letters. But here it's kosher. But this is not considered Chaktuchos. It's like removing extra ink that fell. The Ram says, V'li nira de'ein mikan raya. De'lagave Shabbos, lakak peida bein Chaktuchos, l'chak yirechos, d'chol hecha de'havi melachos, mach Shabbos. Get, you need ksiva, Shabbos, Malachas, Machshabbos, as long as you've produced letters. So it seems like we have a machlokas here. According to the Rashba, we equate Sefer Torah to Shabbos, so we could learn from the chiv of Shabbos that it's kosher for Sefer Torah. And the Ran says, no, Shabbos is different, Malachas, Machshabbos. The Ritva also disagrees with the Rashba. So he doesn't ask for Malachas Machshabbos. Anyway, you could think about Agav in the Shita of the Ran, what's the din in Hilchos Sefer Torah if Hifrid Ben Ha'osios? In other words, the Rashba says, oh, for sure Hifrid Ben Ha'osios is okay, and this is the same thing. The Ritva says it's kosher. Only Machav Gag Shel Ches, you're going to say it's Chak Tuchos. So anyway, it's interesting, Shaila. But the Ran brings a Raya from Mochek, which is a very interesting Raya, Ayin Shem. Now, are there any rayas to this, to the Rashba, the Ran's view? So let's go back to that Tosefta that we said before. Is that a raya? The Tosefta says, if you're Mekarela or Ketavnis Ksav Pater. Now, according to Rashba, that makes a lot of sense because that's not going to be Ksiva. According to the Ran, why don't we just say Melech Machshav Esas V'Tayra? Except as we already saw, that half the Rishonim and the Rishalmi say, have the other Girsa, then Mekarela or Chayev. But let's go to the more fundamental point, which is, according to the Rashba, do we really mean to equate Hilchos Shabbos with Hilchos Sefer Torah entirely or not, right? Presumably the Rashba would agree that if you write on Shabbos in Ksav that isn't Ashuris Yerchayev, so the Rashba clearly isn't saying everything in Hilchos Shabbos is the same as Hilchos Sefer Torah. So why does the Rashba think we could prove this point? So L'chora, you could be Mevaris HaRashba in three ways. Number one is that the melacha on Shabbos is kosev. And therefore, if it's not kosev b'kol atar kula, you won't be chayev on Shabbos mishum kosev. So of course you could be chayev on Shabbos if you write in English, even though a Sefer Torah written in English might be pater. But that is ksiva, just pasul for Sefer Torah. Anytime the psul is in the ksiva, the chisaron is in the ksiva, like chaktuchos, so then we will equate them. That's one way to read the Rashba. The second way we could read the Rashba is, it's more of a kuntz. Maybe the Rashba says, the fact that you're chayv over here for kosev and not mochek, even though what you did was erase the gago shel ches. So why? You did a maisa mechika. So why are you chayv mishum kosev? Ah, it must be that's considered ksiva. And that's why you're chayv for Sefer Torah. And finally, option three is the Rashba understood that our sugya is actually talking about a Sefer Torah, right? Remember the Rashba said, the Gemara said before, if you're mashlim, you're chayev, and that means you're mistaken a Sefer Torah, maybe. So maybe that's why the Rashba had the Raya, not from Melechus Shabbos in general, but just from this case. In other words, according to the first possibility, the Rashba is being medame ksivan Shabbos to Sefer Torah. Whereas, according to the second and third option, we're trying to say even a Rashba isn't quite medame them. So what rayas can we bring to the Shaila? So there's another Gemara that's very relevant. This will be the last discussion. Yud Tes Amud Aleph and Gittin. The Gemara says like this: Hamavir Diyo Al Gabei Sikra B'Shabbos V'Biyolchan Meishlagish Dami Tavayu Chayev Shtayim. You have black ink written on red ink. Your Chayev Shtayim Misham Kosev Misham Mochek. You have Adam that don't know how to sign, so we have a shaila. Maybe we'll just write it on red, and there they'll write on top of it in black. Do we say ksav alion is ksav or not? So he says back to him, Amarle ain't ksav. No, it's not a good way to help them learn how to sign. So the Gemara responds, Amalei, the chim epnei shanu medamen nasem aisa. So what does that mean? Rashi says that basically means that be'etzem we should be mechayev you for ksav al gabe, dio al gabe sikra on Shabbos. And if you would, then you'd be chayev for Aden as well. It would be a good way to sign their signature. But Rabbi Yochanan was only mesopek. Now there's according to Rashi, it sounds like the Hagdara for Shabbos and for Gittin are the same. There's no reason to be mechalik. But the Rambam doesn't want it that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perkei Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, paskins, that Diyal Gabe Sikra Yerchayev. It's not a suffix. So the way he probably reads the Gemara, as the Nosi Kalim explained, is the Chim B'Pnei Shana Medame Nasem Aisa means we're not Medame Gittin to Shabbos. They're not the same. And that's also the Mashmaut of Yerushalmi in Perek Abone over here, Halacha Dalet. Yerushalmi says, Eidim Shenon Yodim Lachtov, Rashbal Omer, Roshem Lefneim B'diyo, V'hem Chos M'sikra, B'sikra V'hem Chos M'diyo. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, M'pni Shano Asukim B'lchol Shabbos, not Tereshis Ish, right? It's Mashma that the point is that you can't learn from Shabbos to Gittin, so, as opposed to the way Rashi and Gittin says it. So what's the tzad? That you're chayv in Hilchos Shabbos, even though for get, it wouldn't be valid. So there's two, I think, basic ways to explain it. The way the Merkavah Mishnah says it is that maybe Shabbos is different. It's more expansive. You're chayv on toldos, not just avos. For get, not true. This might relate to that machlokas that we've seen in many times, the Marikats, the Taisin Bava Kama, and the like. You know, whether there are toldos and other tchumin in halacha. That's the way the Merkavah Mishnah reads the Rambam. But it could be that this machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi is really the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rambam learns like the Ran, that even in Hilchos Shabbos you could be chayev, because in Melechus Machshava Sosra Taira, even though in other cases, like in Hilchos Gittin, it wouldn't be considered ksiva. And Rashi learns more like the Rashba. And what would the pshat be? So let's go back to chaktuchos. So what's the chisaron in chaktuchos? The chisaron is that the person didn't write the letter. It happened memela, right? What happened? You have, a blob of ink, and now you erase all around the letter, and a letter remains. So the chisaron is that's not writing. That's like grama. The letter came out, but you didn't write the letter. So you have writing, but you didn't write it. So it's possible in Yin Get, because you need ksiva lishma. Even though you caused the letters to be created, if you didn't write the letters, that's not considered kosev. And the same thing for Sefer Torah, presumably. So Shabbos, if you say you're chayv on Shabbos, in other words, machalik, because it's true, you didn't do a ma'isik siva, but melechus machshavas aser Torah. That's what the Ran's saying. So, just like, let's say Zohar, right? We said Zohar for Bava Kama is pater, right? It's grama. But for Shabbos, or Ruach Masayato, you're chayiv. So, melechus machshavas aser Torah. So, maybe the same thing. And maybe the same thing for Diyal Agabe Sikra. The Rambam says that maybe that's not considered ksiva. But Lamaisa, since the letter was created, you're chayev, even if there's no kosev, right? And that's the pshat in all these things. In other words, for Hilchos Sefer Torah, for Hilchos Gittin, you need a kosev. And therefore, chaktuchos is pasul. And therefore, maybe ksav al gabei sikra is pasul. Because it was already written, there's no kosev. But for Hilchos Shabbos, Melechus Machshavas, you don't need a kosev. Even Memela, it could be chayev. That's what Melechus Machshavas is saying. Whereas the Rashi and Gittin, the Rashba, are disagreeing. They're saying, no, to be chayev for Shabbos, you do need a kosev. It's not like Zohar Ruach Masayato. That's the Derech Bekach. You can't bring a raya from there. But for Ksiva, you need a kosev. So that's one way perhaps to understand it. I think that sefer I sent you to before, the Dveri Yechezkel, says a similar type of shot over there. I put it in your Mamakomos. So again, we have two ways to explain the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, by Ksav, by Diol Gabe Sikra. The Merkavas HaMishnah said the pshat is that Shabbos is more expensive because of toldos, and the alternative is Shabbos is more expensive because of Melechus Machshavas, like the Ran said, Bechak Tuchos, and the Tzad HaShavash B'neihem is, do you need a kosev, or is it enough to just create Ksiva? All right. There's a lot. Still want to talk about other chilukim between Shabbos and Gittin. We still didn't even get back to some of our original shilas, especially in the Rambam Shita. So maybe we'll get back to this next time. Maybe not. But the main thing we're going to start talking about next time is Ksiva She'enem Kayemes, and then we'll talk about a lot of the modern applications like pictures and cameras and things like that, surveillance and the like. I hope that will bring us to the end of Kosev next time. So we'll finish Kosev Bezos Hashem on Tuesday, and Thursday we'll start Mochek. Okay, sorry again about the interruption today and about the disorganization.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.